Is right. And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
No single American has done more to expose left-wing media bias than Brent Bozell, founder of the Media Research Center. In his new book called Weapons of Mass Distortion, The Coming Meltdown of the Liberal Media, Brent Bozell presents amazing evidence to prove that liberal bias really dominates the media. Bozell describes a typical program on the NBC Today Show. Bryant Gumbel introduced an environmental segment by asking his roundtable, "At the risk of starting an argument," he said, "do you believe in global warming?" He then polls all his guests, and surprise, everybody fervently agrees with him that, yes, global warming is a fact. There was absolutely no disagreement. Global warming is one of the dogmas of the liberal establishment. How about big media's attitude toward religion? Michael Weisskopf, a reporter for the Washington Post, described the supporters of the Reverend Jerry Falwell like this: largely poor, uneducated, and easy to command. Gay rights have become a principal cause to be presented by big media rather than news stories to be reported. This bias in news stories is not surprising, given the dominant presence of gays in many newsrooms and on many editorial boards. Here's what Richard Burke, an openly gay reporter in the New York Times Washington, D.C. office, stated, quote, "There are times when you look at the front page meeting at the New York Times and literally three-quarters of the people deciding what's on the front page are open homosexuals," close quote. That may explain why the New York Times printed 45 stories about Matthew Shepard's murder by two heterosexuals, but not a single story about the horrific murder of Jesse Dierksen by two openly gay men. The good news is that Brent Bozell believes the sun is setting on big media. Conservatives are fighting back on talk radio and the Internet. Americans want facts, not left-wing bias masquerading as news.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, facts don't cease to exist simply because they're ignored, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and we do have good news today. Best news that I've seen for quite a while. New York Times lead story this morning, Joe Bannister beats the IRS. Freedom fighters celebrate across the land. The federal government's tyrannical campaign against freedom-fighting patriots suffered a major setback yesterday when a federal jury in Sacramento refused to convict a former Internal Revenue Service investigator on charges of helping to prepare false tax returns. Now, to give you a little bit of background on this, Joe Bannister was a certified public accountant. He lived in San Jose, California, and He was a certified public accountant for several years, and then he decided to join the IRS. He actually became an IRS detective. I mean, a gun-toting, rootin', shootin' detective that goes out and gets you if you don't pay your taxes like you're supposed to. And in the process of doing this, he was listening to the radio and heard D.V. Kidd. And I tried to get a hold of D.V. this morning. She couldn't. We reached her, but she said, just can't do it. I have a meeting to attend to today. She said, I just can't be on your show. But anyway, you know D.V. Kidd if you're a regular listener to my program. And D.V., of course, works with We the People. We the People is the group that says, hey, you know, this income tax thing is not right. It was never the 16th Amendment was never ratified. And anyway, he was listening to her. So he called her, got her information, and that got him. And this is the thing I tell my listeners daily. Get involved. Start studying. Here he was, a certified public accountant, toting a gun for the IRS, literally, gun-carrying detective. And when he listened to D.V., he said, you know, that kind of makes sense. I'm going to delve into it a little bit. He spent 2.5 years doing nothing. Now, this was on his own time. But he didn't play golf. He didn't do all of the things everybody else is supposed to be doing. He studied the IRS code. He went through the whole shooting match of it. And he said he told his superiors there at the IRS. He said, you know, I've got some questions to ask. If you'll answer them and can convince me, then he said I'll stay on as a detective. Apparently, he was very successful at being a detective for the IRS. He said, if you can't, I'm going to have to resign. Well, they said, well, you don't need to worry about that. We're going to help you resign. So they did. Then he went back into private practice, and he did income tax returns for folks. And he apparently advised them, and I don't know, that's why I would love to have had Dee Dee on here today. And we also tried to get a hold of Bob Schultz, and he's supposed to be on the show, but he is traveling, and his cell phone goes bleep, 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 instead of, hello there, what's going on? Anyway, so we're just getting bleep, bleeps from Bob's phone. Bob Schultz, of course, he heads up We the People, this organization that Dee Dee Kidd is involved in. Bob Schultz is the gentleman that said he ran all the newspaper ads. Remember, we even read from them on the air here some couple, 3 years ago. And all he said, all I want is a hearing with the IRS people. I want it to be, if I remember right, he wanted it on C-SPAN so that the whole nation could see it. And he said, I've just got two, three questions I want you to answer. Well, they wouldn't do it. And so he went on a hunger strike, and he got pretty hungry. I can't remember. Can you remember, Jeff, how long he did was on the strike? But anyway, the government then said, okay, we will answer your questions. So they set a date, a set a time, all that. He went back to eating, and then the no-good line so-and-sos in Washington said, well, we changed our mind. We're not going to do that. So this is typical of government operations. Now, here is Joe Bannister. He's still back in private practice now as a CPA. And here's what happened. He, let me see exactly how this was. I thought I was going to have Bob Schultz on there to explain it to me. And we lost Bob. We didn't get him on the air. You might keep trying that number. He might get up on top of a hill or something where we can hear him. He's traveling. But anyway, the deal is this, that Bannister then was arrested. He, on November the 19th, he started his own tax honesty movement. He was taken into custody November the 19th by the IRS agents and released on $25,000 bond. He pleaded not guilty. A jury yesterday found him not guilty on charge of conspiracy and on all three counts of aiding and assisting the filing of false tax returns for a client. Bannister's attorney, Robert Bernhoff, we tried to get him. I guess their phones are jammed today because everybody wants to talk about this, except ABC, NBC, CBS, major news networks. You're not going to hear it there. Bannister's attorney, Robert Bernhoff, told WorldNet Daily the result has no direct bearing on the legitimacy of the 16th Amendment, but the implications are bigger than the issue of taxes. The outcome shows that average, law-abiding, hard-working citizens are not going to criminalize speech. They're not going to send a man to prison for asking the federal government serious questions about a serious subject. And this is what the We the People movement has been all about. All we want is for you to answer our questions, which they will not do, because they know they don't have the answers. They know that these We the People type people, these tax honesty folks, know what they're talking about. They've studied the tax codes, they've studied the laws, and they know that the income tax is illegal. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And we have returned. Still, we have not been able to get a hold of Bob Schultz. But the New York Times did a good story on this situation. Here's another article. Agent Joseph Bannister acquitted of tax fraud and conspiracy. Government unable to prove U.S. law requires income tax withholding or filing. Now, this is twice that a jury has hit the IRS right between the eyes. About a year ago, if I remember right, the courts came out and said the IRS cannot apply force against a taxpayer without a court order. You see, the IRS, just for no reason except for their own selfishness, could just draw your bank account out if they wanted to. They could get to your bank account. They could guarantee your wages. They can no longer do that without a court order. And that set them back quite a bit. Now, this thing coming along today, let me just read part of this story as it is written. On Thursday, June the 23rd, that was yesterday, a federal jury found former IRS Criminal Investigation Division Special Agent and CPA Joseph Bannister not guilty of all counts alleging criminal tax fraud and conspiracy related to actions he took on behalf of a California business owner who had openly defied the IRS over several years by stopping withholding of all income and employment taxes from the paychecks of his workers. So that's what they were doing. And anyway, at 9:30 yesterday morning, the government started their closing arguments. Mr. Twist argued that the closing statement for the prosecution to the jury that Joe knew the law and knowingly violated the law. Well, see, that's not the case at all, because Joe did not know the law, because he said, I want you to explain the law to me. Show me the law, which they could not do. And this is what this has all been about. Bob Schultz has been behind it. Jeff, can you remember the fellow's name? We had him on the air also. That I think he's in jail now, the other guy.
Erwin Schiff,
yeah.
Who you're referring to. But let's not also forget Vernice Kuglin, who stood before the jury of her peers, yeah, and was found not guilty on all those charges, as you recall. And it was after the jurors were excused that the prosecutor stood up and told the judge, hey, judge, make her pay her taxes. Make her file her forms. And the judge says, I don't work for the IRS.
Is that right? Now, I didn't remember that.
Yeah. That was August 03 when Bernice Cooper...
Did we have her on the air?
We had Larry Becraft, her attorney, on.
Okay. So the IRS, is, like I said, has been hit between the eyes pretty hard on two or three accounts. But anyway, see, their closing arguments was, well, he knew the law. This was what it was all about. He didn't know the law. He wanted them to explain the law to him and show him in the code and in the law books how they have the authority to do this, which they won't do because they can't do it. It's not there. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef. Kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
This is Mary Lou Retton. Lifeline Communications now gives you two ways to save money on your long-distance bill. You can choose either Lifeline low-rate long-distance or Lifeline's unlimited long-distance. With Lifeline low-rate long-distance, you get Lifeline's lowest rate ever, 6.9 cents per minute. That's lower than AT&T, MCI, or Sprint. There's no monthly fee, and you're billed in six-second increments. Then there's Lifeline Unlimited. With Lifeline Unlimited, you can make as many long-distance calls as you want. Lifeline Unlimited also replaces your local phone company, and you also get 10 of your favorite calling features, like caller ID and call waiting. But the best part about Lifeline Unlimited is that it costs as little as $49.95 a month. And don't forget that a portion of your payments to Lifeline will be donated to any Christian organization of your choice.
Call 1-800-311-2648. Taxes, fees, and surcharges not included. Terms and conditions apply. Zetel is the telecommunications provider.
And we have returned. Jeff is in the process of trying to get a hold of Larry Becraft. He was the attorney that defended Vernie Cooklin back a couple of years ago. We'll see if we can get somebody that knows more about this than I do, because I don't. And I didn't really have time to study this morning. But anyway, I'm going back to Joseph R. Bannister. As I mentioned, he's a former IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent who carried a gun, who learned of serious constitutional questions relating to the federal income tax and the federal banking and monetary system. And we've tried to point that out to our listeners day after day after day. We have an unconstitutional, phony money system here in this country. And we are doing exactly what our founding fathers did not want to do, and that is go to a central bank. It's not the... Yes, it is. It's the... It is the Department of Engraving that prints the money. But who issues the money? It all through the Federal Reserve System, which is a private banking cartel. And we pay these bankers money, interest, that they have no reason to deserve. This is a debt society, but let's not get into that today. But Bannister knows all about this. His expertise in the field of accounting, finance, taxation, and law enforcement enabled him to not only understand these issues, but realize that he could play a role in bringing the issues into the public arena for analysis and debate. Okay, now, he heads up Freedom Above Fortune. That's the name of his organization. And you'll notice that the name of this organization is Freedom Above Fortune. It's not Freedom Without Fortune or Freedom Instead of Fortune. Rather, it's Freedom Above Fortune. It's an organization dedicated to the concept that no amount of real or perceived economic prosperity or fortune is worth trading for your freedom. And this is what I wonder about all these politicians that are willing to sell this nation down the river for money. And there's no doubt about they're doing it for money or for power, perhaps. But when it's over with, where are they going to be? You know, it looks like we are killing the goose that laid the golden egg. You'd think they'd see that. Yes, Jeff?
I just want to welcome Bob Schultz to the program.
Hey, good for you, Bob Schultz.
Hey, great to be with you.
Hey, it's a pleasure. What did you think about the court ruling yesterday?
Well, of course, we couldn't be happier. Prayers are answered. Joe is a fine, fine, upstanding individual. His conscience runs his life, and he could not, once he discovered the truth about the authority that the government has to force companies to withhold and individuals to file and pay, he went to his superiors to have them answer a few questions, and they refused. He knew the truth. He could not continue doing what the government was expecting him to do, knowing that the government didn't have that authority. So he is a man of great, great, great principle and integrity, and it's just a pleasure to know him all these years. And we're just so happy for him and his family. Just couldn't be happier.
Now, Bob, didn't you sue in federal court at one time?
Yes. Well, we have two cases. One, the very... there are 2,000 individuals, almost 2,000 individuals from around the country, including Joe, by the way, a lead plaintiff in the case, that have gone to the federal district court in D.C. For a declaration of our rights under the First Amendment rights petition. The courts, believe it or not, have never defined the full contours of that right, which is the last 10 words of the First Amendment. It guarantees our right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, which is what Joe did and what so many people do. They go to their government and say, look, according to the Constitution, you shouldn't be doing this. And the government doesn't answer them. And so what does a free people do when they have evidence that the government is operating outside the boundaries drawn around its power and will not justify its behavior? Many people, including myself, many others, have decided, well, we have a right to retain our money until our grievances are redressed. What other way can we peaceably enforce our rights? And so we've gone to the federal court for a full definition. We want the court to define what that right means. They've never done it before in the entire history of the country. So, yes, that's a major case. The government moved to dismiss, saying they don't have to listen or respond to the people. Of course, we fought that. And we're waiting for the court now to decide the government's motion to dismiss. That's one case. There's another case that I personally filed against the IRS because they had issued a summons against me looking for, of course, all of the information about who is funding the foundation. In all the work that we've been doing over these years with Joe Bannister to get the government to answer the questions, they want full information on those people, and we won't give it to them. And so we went to court to quash that summons, and the court ruled, the Court of Appeals ruled, that people like us do not have to respond to an administrative request like an administrative summons, that people can ignore a summons without consequence. They said that if the government wants that information, then the government has to bring the person to federal district court and ask the court to order them to give it. But at least there, the people will be able to exercise their right to due process and will be able to argue.
Hey, Bob, we're going to take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com.
Lou Havrilla with Steel Span Buildings telling everybody in the listening audience, if you need a building for hay, machinery, or just general storage, I can provide the best building for your money, plain and simple. Here's Don from Missouri.
I just wanted to let you know that I purchased one of them buildings from Lou, and I'm really pleased with it. Lou was a lot of help, too, I'll tell you that. Anytime I had any questions to call him, he was there with answers.
I'm providing my Derry Brownfield listeners a fantastic opportunity, a 45 by 71 for $9,700. Unbeatable for bird-free hay and machinery storage.
Friends, I'm convinced. So what are you waiting for? Give Lou a call today at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Or online at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, just when he was used to yesterday, along comes today, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back, and we're discussing this situation, that this court case that took place. It was in Sacramento, California, and we've lost Bob Schultz. I don't know whether... I just can't believe that the federal government and the IRS people are going to take this setting down. I don't know if they can appeal or not, because it looks to me like this is against an individual, and it was a jury in a U.S. District Court in Sacramento, that it would be double jeopardy if they put him back and tried to retry him or appeal the thing. I don't know. But, you know, one thing that I do know, and that is, we all watched Martha Stewart's case. And everybody, every time you'd turn on the boob tube, there the newscasters would be. They'd be trying to get pictures of Martha Stewart. They'd be trying to find out what the jury was deliberating. Michael Jackson, how did they ride that horse? They rode the hair clear off of him. I mean, that's all we heard. Nobody said a word about this, and to me, this is the biggest trial that has had that's come up. Do we have Bob back? Are you there, Bob?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Okay, Bob, is there any way that the federal government or the IRS, whoever they sued, is there any way that they can appeal this thing?
Are you talking about my case?
No, I'm talking about Joe's case.
No, not at all. That's over. You cannot appeal.
Our connection is so bad. You know, I've done a lot of telephone broadcasts from out on the road. I mean, a gob of them. I used to do my market reports and do all kinds of things while I was out on the road. And I knew where every telephone booth was on practically every major highway in the Midwest because I time it. You know, I'm not going to do another show for another 20 minutes. I'll go through a little town up here in about 10 minutes, and I know where the phone booth is. There ain't no phone booths anymore. We have to rely upon this electronic sky in the, what do we call that satellite? The big bird up there in the sky, anyway. And, hey, it's a long way from being as good as the old hard lines that we used to broadcast over. Anyway, the news media didn't mention this. I've watched a lot of news while this court case would be going on. Yes.
Well, I wanted to ask Bob what kind of media coverage was at the trial, Bob.
Fact.
Are you still with us, Bob? No, we must have lost him again.
Yeah, it's kind of
that David K. Johnston out of the New York Times. He got together with another reporter I know and put that article together. So there was some coverage there, not the coverage, you know, you and I are expecting.
Well, you would think that every news collector in the world would be on top of this story. I mean, this is big stuff. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet everybody in Australia knows about it. I'll bet the people in New Zealand know about it. I'll bet most of the people in the European Union know about it. The people over in the Mideast will know, but we're the dummies that sit here with a news blackout on any good story. Yeah.
No, sir. I'm just looking at you because, you know, I ain't got anything else.
Okay,
to do.
Do we still have Jeff?
No, Bob is gone, but we do have Jeff in Massachusetts.
How do you say Massachusetts?
Ask Jeff.
Yes, indeed. I am a first-time caller, and I like your program.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, as far as court cases is concerned, this is the biggest thing since sliced bread, which is the Supreme Court passed a ruling that the government has the ability to take your property and give it to a developer.
Yeah, that was yesterday's show.
Yes. the reason why I'm talking about this is because this is Bolshevism. This is the end of America as we know it. That's the reason why I'm talking about this. Because this is very scary. The sign of communism is abolition of private property ownership.
That is the very first plank in the Communist Manifesto.
And Mao Zedong's little red book says that political power is derived out of a barrel of a gun. I see scary stuff happening in this country where our own government will be using guns to push off the enemy, their enemies off land and give it to their buddies, just like under Bolshevism and under Nazism.
Yeah, if you look at the, and I'll run through this again for any new listeners that we have, but here is the summary of the Communist Manifesto. Plank number one, abolition of private property. Plank number two, heavy progressive income tax. Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. What about that big death tax that we have? Confiscation of property of all immigrant and rebel and rebels. Now here's another the way we use terms today. A rebel, we would say Bob Schultz. We would say that Bob Schultz and Joe Bannister and Derry Brownfield are all rebels. So therefore we would lose our property. The central bank, the Federal Reserve System, is a central bank. That's plank number five in the Communist Manifesto. The government control of communications and transportation. Hey, we just now got a new driver's license. It's going to be a federal driver's license. You're going to be stopped along the road. That's already in the works. I mean, it's in the law. It's called the Real ID something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's real identification. And in there is a place for them to put up road checks. So, you know, show me your papers. Number seven, government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government doesn't own agriculture in this country, but the multinational corporations do, and they control our government today. And corporate farms, regional planning, there it is. Governance, control of education, that's a tenth. Those are the top 10 planks in the Communist Manifesto. How far down the road have we gone, Jeff?
I believe that every single one of these planks is being applied today in some degree. Now let me close the call with this very simple fact. The reason why these liberals are able to get away with what they're getting away with, and I'm not going to use party names because there's liberals on both sides of the aisle, it rests on the people who say, I want a hack job. I know that there are hacks, but I want to be a hack. I want to be a party member. I want to get in on the government mammary, and I'll vote the devil in himself to get that. And that's the attitude of people, and that's why this country is going down the tubes like it is.
And I don't want to think for myself.
Yes, exactly. Keep your mouth shut, do as you're told, let the government do what they want to do, you do what you want to do. And this has become an attitude of the people, and that's the sign that this country has been taken over by Bolshevism, which is under Bolshevism, people drink their vodka, and people do not produce, are not innovative, and the people who don't have a party job get the worst money, and the people who do have a party job live like kings.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call, Jeff.
No problem, my friend.
Good to know we have a listener now. Thanks a million.
Yes, indeed. Have a good day.
Okay. Back to the, and then we'll move on from Bannister, because I really don't have enough more information on how this all went, and we couldn't keep Bob on the line. But as Jeff said, there's been a couple of court cases. The Supreme Court ruling yesterday on eminent domain just destroys the Constitution. If they can take our property, and even if they pay us for it, if they can take our property for private use, and that's what it amounts to, they're taking these homes and they're going to build hotels and shopping malls and this sort of thing. I don't know, there's 300 and some homes I think it's going to come out of this deal. They're going to bulldoze them down and put them in private hands. And you see, eminent domain in the Constitution definitely says that they can take private property for government use, such as roads, schools, and this sort of thing. And those five Supreme Court justices that read that, I mean, those people should be impeached. I don't know how you go about doing it, but there must be a way in a free country like we are living in.
Hey, Derry, I bet we can squeeze in Bill right before the break. Oh. Bill in Missouri.
Hey, Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I think the biggest key to the way they have gotten this thing done is controlled media. And of course, now they're pretty well controlled the courts, and I'll bet you that Joe Bannister's case will go to appeal.
Well, now, Bob Shultz said, if I understood him right, and Jeff shaking his head yes, he said, no, it's a done deal.
I don't think so.
I can't believe that the feds are going to take it laying down.
No, they never will. And Sim Cannon is the one who's still in jail.
Well, so is...
They wouldn't allow anything to be brought up about the law in Sim Cannon's case.
I don't remember Sim Cannon, but Aaron Schiff's...
Well, Erwin Schiff has been in trouble with him for years and years.
Right, he's doing time now, too. Hey, can you stick with us through the commercial break?
You go ahead. You probably got more news than I do.
Okay, thanks for the call.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85%. 20% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
So that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned. Glenda just called and wouldn't come on the air. And Glenda, I'm disappointed because she just called to say hallelujah. She had kind of an interesting run-in with the IRS, and it'd be fun to hear your story, Glenda, because you tell it well. And then also, I wondered if you have a good horse, because they breed race horses, and they have a horse on the track every once in a while. Anyhow, so much for Glenda. Hey, good to know that you're out there, Glenda. Let's go to Josh in Alabama. Hi, Josh, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Josh.
How you doing today, Derek?
Oh, good.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call up to kind of talk about the Real ID Act and a couple of other things. I've been kind of studying this technology for a long time. Radio frequency identification is what it's called. Basically, the thing that gets me about these RFID tags, you see, they're putting them everywhere.
Oh, there, yes. They're in your clothes you buy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's several different types of places that they're putting them, like in stores. You know how there's, say, stands for different razor blades for certain companies?
Yeah, like, go ahead very quickly, though.
Okay.
We've discussed this in detail over the years, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, they've been noticing here recently that there are stands where they have every product tagged with an RFID tag, and there's actually a camera in the stand. And as soon as you take out one of the products and the tag goes far enough away, it takes a picture of you and sends it back to their company. And this, there's a couple of different companies doing this, and they, you know, really, really denied it until too many pictures started circulating around the net of different stands with the cameras in them. Also, there's RFID tags in our currency, in Japan's currency, and in European currencies. And if you take, you know, a U.S. $20 bill and throw it in the microwave, it explodes the RFID.
Now, we tried that. Have you done that?
Uh-huh.
You actually made it explode?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jeff and I tried that. We took, and we did it with several bills, and we could not get one to blow up.
Did you try it with the newer $20
bills? Yes. Well, we thought, yeah. The pink-colored ones, the odd-colored ones?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wow. And how many different types of microwaves did you try it in?
Well, one here at the office.
Hmm.
It pops popcorn. It ought to blow up at 20, shouldn't it?
Okay, and one other thing was, I actually wanted to quote the last part of the Article 7th of the Bill of Rights. It says, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation.
Right.
So effectively yesterday they changed that to nor shall private property be taken for public or private use without just compensation.
That's what I said. I can't believe there's got to be a way to get rid of these justices that can't read. You know, a little eighth grader could read the Constitution and say, oh, you can't do that. I just can't believe where these attitudes are coming from. But, Josh, do appreciate the call. Thanks a million.
I bet we can get a real quick one in here. Bob in Idaho. Go, Bob.
Hey, Bob, go.
Morning, Derry.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
All right. We're very short on time.
I know that, so I'll make this real quick. I'm going to say those despots there in the Supreme Court and their decisions that they made, it's all based on money, because when they take the private individuals away and put corporate entities on that land, they get higher taxes for the municipalities and more money in their coffers.
Yeah, but it shouldn't affect each one individually, and even if it does, then they should be arrested for treason. I say arrested, we used to hang treasoners. Treasoners, is that the term? Hey, let's take a break. Bob, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124.
Let's go to Mike. Mike in Kentucky. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Wow. I didn't think he was going to get to me, but yeah, I had to go through probably, I would say, over 100, well, not 100, probably 50 $50 bills to find a chip in it. The Fed won't admit that there's RFIDs in there. I think they're experimenting with them. But the Euros have admitted that they put RFID in their...
In Euro. All of their bills?
I think in all of their larger denominations. I don't know that they put them in the smaller ones, but eventually they'll go in all of them. And the cash registers would be able to read them as they go in and out of the register that way, with a proximity reader. But what I thought about is I think really what's going on, Irwin Schiff published years ago and updated several editions of his book called The Federal Mafia. I think basically, you know, you've got a syndicate operating, and the Yale upper echelon syndicate that's in power right now of the whole dang dumb show, as the guy calls it in the movie Conspiracy Theory. I think that's actually a pretty good explanation when he's on the bus. And this recent ruling of asset forfeiture seizure, basically, and where they can take property for economic development. They're just taking care of their little local chapters. Their local cabals are being taken care of by this, because every local government around the country is going to be able to monkey around with people's property. If you've got an area of town that's not generating enough property taxes, well, you can eliminate that.
And you know who's going to be living in those houses that don't generate enough property tax? See, I'm thinking about my old hometown. The people that had the older homes that were built 100 years ago don't bring in much property tax.
Well, they can shift urban areas around now with this ruling. They can move urban areas around, you know, in, say, within a county, and then just rake and dozer down the old area.
Okay, but the point I'm wanting to make in, there's a lot of little old people living in those little old houses that have never lived anyplace else in their life.
Their home, and I'm just wondering, when is Granny going to say there's no remedy in the court and pick up an AK-47 and take matters into her own hands?
You know, one did that in Australia. Here, it's been several years ago. Remember, I can't remember the details of the story, but they called her pistol packing grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went and she got the guy, too.
Well, there's nothing they can do with that story. There's no way to go. If grandma says, look, there's no remedy in the courts, the mob has taken over, let's just take matters into our own hands. And that's why the law is set up the way it is because the courts are always supposed to find or provide a remedy. But now that they're taking it all the way to the Supreme Court, there is no remedy. You're just going to, you know, you're at the mercy of your local, whatever, property value administrator.
Yeah, see, my grandmother lived in the same house for 70-some years, and she was in her 90s. If she'd be in a situation like that, it'd kill her. She would literally die. I mean, she wouldn't live someplace else.
Thanks for taking my call, Derek.
Hey, thank you, Ken. Mike, let's go to Ken in Nebraska. Hi, Ken, very quickly.
Yeah, Derek. Bob Schultz and his court case didn't change anything that's already in place. They've always had to have a court order to collect or seize anything. So it didn't help us.
I think it did, Ken.
No, it did not, because it's always been in place. You still got to fight them in the court after the court order anyway.
After the court order?
Well, the court order's always been in place. They've had to get a court order. That's what the law states. They've got to get a court order before they seize, levy, and sell property.
But they were doing it without a court order.
Well, they were, but then you had to take them to court.
Well, it's a technical thing. No, I feel like that did some good.
Well,
you can't guarantee. The IRS used to just guarantee folks' wages. In fact, I had a good friend. They just took $4,000 out of his checking account, and they could have taken 40 just as easy. I mean, they do what they want to do, and they can't do that. Now, they didn't even know it was gone. They didn't even know that they had done it. Yep, and we're out of time. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. Been an interesting day, and I didn't get to tell you about why they don't have any donuts in Cuba. Maybe. And tomorrow's Saturday, and I'll forget about it. But Monday, now may I say, may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.